Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In case you hadn't noticed, it's flu season. And in fact, right now, it's looking like we're at the peak of flu season here in Massachusetts. And Kerry Goldberg, host of WBR's Common Health Blog, is here to discuss one of her least favorite bugs, one that laid her low recently.
It did, Meghna. It did. But don't worry, I'm not contagious anymore.
Okay, I can put away my surgical mask here.
Yes, you can.
But it's late winter, and the flu, it happens every year. So what's different?
Well, so one difference every year is the timing. I just spoke with Dr. Al DiMaria. He's the state epidemiologist. And he says, you know, flu is pretty unpredictable, but we do know that it will peak sometime between December and April. And last year, it was really weird. It hit very late, peaking in March. But around right now, Dr. DiMaria says, we appear to be in the thick of it, probably at the peak.
Okay, so that explains all the empty desks we have here at WBUR. Mm-hmm. So which strain of the flu are we seeing this year?
So it's a strain that originated way back in 1968. It was called the Hong Kong flu back then, and it has kicked back up in several years recently. Here's Dr. DiMaria.
The H3N2 strain, which tends to cause more severe disease, especially in older people and people at high risk. So that's a concern.
So it's a concern, and it's a contrast with H1N1, which was likelier to really hit young people. Dr. DiMaria also calls this H3N2 a bad actor strain, and I can personally vouch for that because I can definitely tell you this flu I just had, it was not like, I wonder if I have the flu or it's the cold. It was more like flat on your back in what seems like eternal misery for like a week at least.
Okay, but you are the conscientious health reporter that I know you to be, so you got the flu vaccine this year.
Yes.
How effective was it?
It is effective, relatively. As a health reporter, I would never, ever miss the flu vaccine because even though the vast majority of flu cases pass with no problem, it really is a bad bug. It can cause really severe complications and it can even kill people. But of course, the problem is the vaccine doesn't provide full protection because the flu is always mutating and the dominant strains are different every year. And the vaccine makers have to guess in advance which strains to protect against. And of course, some years they guess wrong. But this year, it's sort of so-so. Here's what Dr. DiMaria told me about the effectiveness of this year's vaccine.
We're seeing an efficacy of vaccine that's sort of not what we're used to seeing as optimal, but not like we saw a couple of years ago where the vaccine was not a good match for the circulating strain. We're seeing it's probably around 50% effective.
So 50% effective means that people who get the vaccine are cutting their risk of getting a bad enough flu to need to go to the doctor by about 50%.
Okay.
And of course, we know the vaccine is also known to make your case of flu less severe if you do end up getting it.
Okay, so that's good news overall. Then.
Mm-hmm.
In recent years, though, we've also been told that antiviral medications like Tamiflu could cut the severity of the flu. Does it work? Do they work?
Right. So they do work. There's been some controversy about them because they can be a little underwhelming. But these days, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are saying basically, look, if you're at high risk for complications, and that's a whole list of people, including with chronic disease, if you're pregnant, if you're over 65, then the CDC says they are worth taking. So, but if you're pretty young and healthy, then it's more a question of personal preference.
Okay. So, but let's zoom out here for just a moment. What are we seeing this flu season nationwide?
So, nationwide, the CDC is saying flu's up all over the country, pretty much everywhere. I spoke with Lynette Bramer. She's a flu epidemiologist at the CDC. She says nationwide, the flu may have peaked, but they're not quite sure yet. And this H3N2 strain is a concern for them.
As any year where you have H3N2 viruses circulating, we have seen severe disease, particularly in people 65 and older.
And I asked, what do you mean severe? And she said, likelier to be hospitalized or die. She says deaths linked to flu range from about 12,000 in a good year to a high of maybe 50,000 in a bad year. We don't have the numbers yet for this year. It's
okay.
Still going on.
Okay. So hopefully we won't have a bad year. But I mean, look, if you've got the flu, I'm sorry for those people who do, but the best flu is the one you never have,
that
right?
That is so true. And health officials are saying it's not too late to get a vaccine because this wave of flu might be peaking now, but there could be a second wave of flu. So get the vaccine if you haven't yet. And Dr. DiMaria says, remember, along with the flu shot, there are other preventive measures you can take, like not touching your face and remembering to wash your hands a lot.
You know, you can shake a million hands, but you know, you're not going to get flu unless you touch your face with a contaminated hand. So I think hand washing, hand sanitization works quite well for influenza.
Washing your hand and staying away from work if you feel sick, which I'm so grateful that you did last week, Carrie.
Well, I don't know if I can take credit for not coming in when I couldn't get out of bed, but thank you.
Well, Carrie Goldberg is host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Thank you as always, Carrie.
You're welcome.